From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A man who fled from police last week is now in custody. Police say 41-year-old Leon Peel of McKinleyville led them on a chase after failing to pull over. He eventually stopped in a shopping center parking lot on the 1500 block of Anna Sparks Way, but then took off again while being questioned by police. Deputies located the vehicle on Ocean Avenue near the Hammond Trail, but could not find Peel. He fled into a nearby wooded area. On July 20th, they served an arrest warrant at a home associated with Peel on the 1600 block of Bird Avenue in McKinleyville. Peel taken into custody without incident. He faces a slew of charges, including felony evading a police officer, resisting arrest, driving without a license, and driving without current registration. A woman accused of driving under the influence and striking her daughter and a friend with her vehicle in July 2016 will now go to trial September 4th. The date was set in the double vehicular manslaughter case of 40-year-old Marcia Kitchen of Fortuna. The collision killed Faith Sarnas at the scene, and Kitchen's daughter died the next day. There have been numerous delays in her trial, including a May 29th start date that was scrubbed in May and another date set for August. Bail set at $150,000 for a man arrested in connection with a robbery at a home in Mendocino County. Police were called to the 40,700 block of Garcia River Road in Point Arena last week. They talked to a 72-year-old man who said suspect Sequoia Slentz entered unannounced. Slentz reportedly physically assaulted the victim and stole firearms stored inside the residence before taking off. Well, 2 days later, authorities got information that Slentz was at his home. Deputies went there. They found Slentz and arrested him. Deputies also recovered the stolen firearms, which were located concealed in the brush on a neighboring property. Slentz transported to the Mendocino County Jail. Air quality advisory. Wildfires in Oregon and Northern California remain active, the majority of smoke impacts continuing along the Oregon border in Del Norte County. The river drainages, Klamath and the Smith River, will also see some periods of smoke from those fires. The weather forecast indicates that current smoke impacts are expected to continue through Thursday evening. Well, Brad Benham's the Rotary Club of Eureka's president for fiscal year 2018-2019. He took office from outgoing President Bruce Smith earlier this month. Benham has been a Rotarian since 2006, joining first in Bishop, California. He moved to Eureka in 2013. He has a long history of community service, having served as a volunteer firefighter, a fire chief, and as an EMT serving on an ambulance crew. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.